This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. So earlier in the 6 o'clock hour, we covered a few different topics. One of the things that I just threw out there, and I said maybe you lawyer types can fill me in here, but I know this is a reaction some other folks are having here as well. So the Anaconda shooting suspect, now behind bars, of course, following a week-long manhunt. A judge sets $2 million bail for man suspected of killing four in Anaconda Bar. That was the Montana Standard headline. And I know a lot of folks are having the same reaction I've been having, which is, why is the bail so low at $2 million? Now, maybe he won't be able to post that anyway, but why is he being allowed bail at all? I mean, he shot and killed four people, and then he fled from law enforcement. And I know in one of the reports that I read, and we had Attorney General Austin Knutson join us for the full 9 o'clock hour of the show on Monday, but I know in one of the reports, when law enforcement finally found this Anaconda shooting suspect, the Attorney General said he had some sort of a weapon on him. So he was hiding. He was running from law enforcement after killing four people, and he had some sort of a weapon on him. And the bond was set at all, let alone as low as $2 million. I don't know. Seems low to me. Robert in Belgrade, what do you think? Thanks for the call.
Well, this guy allegedly in Anaconda allegedly killed four people. $2 million. Give me a break. The guys, Bundy's in southern Utah, physically hurt nobody. They were given no bail whatsoever. They represented themselves in court, as I remember right, and were found not guilty with no bail. I mean, these judges have too much power, as we all know. It's time to take it away from them.
Yeah, I'm glad we're not the only ones here saying, hey, why was the bail set this low here? I did just a quick search, and again, you know, although David Noble's not a criminal lawyer, but he still might have some insight here. But yeah, I think bail is generally required in Montana, apparently, but there's some exceptions to bail requirements. So why was a bond even set in this case? Yeah, Robert, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Appreciate it. 406-294-0970 is the number for you as well. Or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. Speaking of messaging us on the Montana Talks app, I haven't really gotten into the AI, artificial intelligence topic yet. I think that's coming up. Let me do a calendar recon here real fast. Yeah, that's not coming up until about 7:23 after the Farm and Ranch report. But what do you do for work? Do you use AI? What do you use AI for? Or do you, to your knowledge, not use AI at all for your work or for your day-to-day life? So what do you do for work? And how could AI help your job or your day-to-day life, right? We've got an AI expert who's going to join us here in a few minutes. So I thought I could use your messages, your occupations, what you're using for AI or don't even know you could use for AI to help power that conversation, because we love getting your insight. It's always the best insight. It comes from you, the people of Montana. 406-294-0970 or message us on the app.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today, high temperatures stay near 90 in Bozeman to about 93 in the Billings area. For tonight, skies remain mostly clear. Temperatures fall in the mid-50s in Bozeman to the mid-60s in Billings. There was sunshine on Wednesday. Highs range from around 90 in Bozeman to the upper 90s in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
This is House Call for Health. How bad are eggs on your cholesterol level? A new study says not as bad as you've been told. It found that incorporating 2 eggs per day into your diet can actually reduce LDL cholesterol more than an egg-free diet. LDL is considered the bad cholesterol, and experts previously thought that an egg-riddled diet could make the bad cholesterol weigh out the good. Experts now say what matters is how much saturated fat is in your diet. Researchers say eggs are unusual in that while they may be high in cholesterol, they're low in saturated fat, which is found mostly in dairy and meat products. So experts say instead of cutting out eggs, consider swapping out your bacon and sausage for even more eggs. The study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition says eggs are also a great source of protein and multiple vitamins like D, E, B12, and more. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in. This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls. The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe. Did your
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got another caller on the phone lines here to talk about the Anaconda shooting suspect behind bars. Bail set at $2 million. Looking forward to getting reaction from Steve in Butte here in just a second. First, though, we had a message on the Montana Talks app. This came in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. We got a phone call from Public Service Commission President Brad Molnar. And Brad Molnar said he's under investigation, but they won't tell him why. And anyway, so Chris in Billings said this. Sounds like Brad Molnar is the man in the find me the man and I'll show you the crime. Message there from Chris in Billings basically saying that, yeah, it looks like they're unfairly targeting Brad Molnar here and then not allowing him even, the fairness of due process and what they're accusing him of here. Chris, thanks for that message. Let's go to Steve in Butte on the phone line. Steve, thanks for calling in. What's your thoughts on the bail set for the Anaconda shooting suspect?
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. I guess I have thoughts and kind of a question to put out there, too. You know, I don't know whether $2 million is a reasonable amount of bail or not. I don't get the impression that this guy has a whole lot of financial means. I don't know if that has to come into it. But I guess my other thought and concern is, I saw some reports from his family about his mental condition and the challenges that they as a family had trying to get help for him. And I don't know if your show has addressed that much or not, but I guess just my thought on it is I've been involved in trying to help a variety of people with different mental issues and seen the frustration there. And my biggest frustration as a conservative is the amount of money that I see wasted on, I guess, what I'll call freeloaders that can work and should work, but instead have a free ride. And that's just taking away from the resources from people who really need the help. And so just kind of a thought on that, and curious about your thoughts.
Yeah, yeah. So I brought it up a little bit with the Attorney General yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour, and then a week earlier too, because I saw those same reports and kind of threw it out there. Well, here's one of my frustrations. I got, and the Attorney General shared the same frustration because he's friends with a lot of veterans. I'm a veteran, so obviously that's my bias on this one. But when the news media overemphasized the fact that he was an Army veteran, that just rubbed me the wrong way, because there's veterans out there that struggle with PTSD and things like that, and guys who've seen a whole lot of harsh combat. And in fact, the Attorney General and I got to hang out with one who is an incredible veteran and has seen a lot of nasty stuff. And these guys aren't going in and shooting up, innocent people in bars and things like that. That being said, I also want to temper that comment by saying, look, I'm never going to say that we shouldn't focus on mental health, treatment for veterans and oftentimes the lack thereof. And a veteran, no matter how long ago they served, no matter how long they served, they need to be provided those types of resources. And I know those, and sometimes, you know, we've built buildings for VA psychologists and then you can't hire the psychologists, right? So that's, you know, so continuing. And then mental health in general, this is what we talked about with Austin Knutson yesterday, is mental health programs got gutted here in Montana under former Democrat Governor Steve Bullock and a lot of these mental health centers. And so this is a conversation that I think is already happening and was already happening before this tragic incident took place in Anaconda. You know, President Trump is talking about, hey, maybe these people that are crazy and roaming the streets, maybe they need to be helped and they shouldn't just be allowed to roam the streets. So President Trump is opening up that, four decades old conversation, right? And then Attorney General Austin Knutson talked about the work being done with Governor Gianforte in state now to try to rebuild the mental health programs that got torn down. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think those are great thoughts, and I appreciate the combined thought in terms of, you know, a lot of people have, veterans especially, have had to deal with some things that those of us that haven't served can't imagine, and a lot of them are able to deal with it. But we've all got different, capacities for that type of thing. And like I said, I think I've dealt with enough people that, you know, there is mental health or mental illness is a real thing. And I think, I guess my frustration, because I've also been involved in working with some of the mental health centers, and my frustration is there's a lot of administrative people collecting some rather large salaries. And I see this in education, just a lot of areas where administration has grown so big and so expensive, and yet our teachers, and like you're saying, maybe we can't even afford to hire the psychiatrist, even though we built a fancy building and have some big high-paid administrators there to run it. So, Yeah, and I think that's one of the things I'm encouraged about with both Governor Gianforte and President Trump, is that I feel like they... they just want to take the blinders off and take a real look at where is our money being spent, how is it being spent. And
it's like the crime in D.C. It's like the crime in D.C. Let's stop just talking about it. Let's actually do something to fix this stuff. And let's take on the hard questions and not dodge the tough questions. Steve, the other thing, too, is Billy Olson wrote a very thought-provoking piece on the Montanica Facebook page, and she made the point as well that, like, okay, isn't this shooting suspect's brother already behind bars in prison for murdering somebody? What connection, what role did that play? So now, did he have schizophrenia? Is he schizophrenic? What role did that play? And so there's a lot more that we need the facts to be laid out. We need the evidence to be laid out here as well before a lot of us start jumping to a lot of conclusions. Steve, great phone call. Thanks so much for calling in. Great to hear from you, and thanks for what you do. Sounds like you help folks who struggle with mental health issues, so thanks for what you do. We need more people like you on that front. All right, AI, artificial intelligence, how could it help your job? All right, we'll get there to that topic next.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
President Trump told reporters yesterday that the federal government is taking over the D.C. Police Department, and he'll be calling out the National Guard. He'll be using the FBI to try to deal with crime. Now, MSNBC almost immediately went into opposition mode, breaking away from the president while the others took the full news conference, and saying, you know, this is another power grab. And D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, who's not looking good, said this was unprecedented and unsettling. But look, he was smart in telling the reporters, you want to live safely. You don't want to go through these carjackings. And it's true. The carjacking thing is unbelievable, and it's got to be fixed. But now Trump owns it, and we'll see whether he can actually make a dent in local crime. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
We broke the news Friday afternoon that the Anaconda shooting suspect had been arrested. And then Dennis Bragg got the updates on the radio on Friday afternoon as well. Then the press conference Friday evening. And then, of course, Monday morning, Attorney General Austin Knutson live right here on Montana Talks with the update. What will we talk about on Tuesday's Montana Talks? Well, why don't you tell us? We should have the Joker in the house. We'll be taking your phone calls and more. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
We've known for a while that voters generally dislike the new federal budget legislation, what President Trump calls the One Big Beautiful Bill. On our latest Fox News survey, we learned what items in particular make it unpopular. Topping the list, increasing the national debt limit. Most voters, three-quarters, disapprove of that. Two-thirds dislike reducing funding for food stamps, as well as making the 2017 tax cuts permanent for those with higher incomes. And over half are against increasing spending for immigrant detention centers and the border wall, and increasing work requirements for Medicaid. Of course, there are also things in the bill that voters like. The two most popular are removing taxes on tips and overtime pay and making the tax cuts permanent for those with lower incomes. About 7 in 10 approve of those elements. Make our website popular. Visit foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
Several ag programs left out of the reconciliation bill will expire soon, setting up a fall fight over a smaller, skinny farm bill, as many are calling it. Republicans will likely need Democratic support, but deep SNAP cuts could make passage difficult. Senate Ag Ranking Member Senator Amy Klobuchar says there's still hope. In the House, Ag Chair G.T. Thompson aims to release draft text in September, depending on August staff work, while Ranking Member Angie Craig says talks are still in the early stages. Ranchers, will you help 11-year-old cowboy Grant Heaton find a cure for Duchenne muscular dystrophy? DMD is a rare genetic disease in juvenile boys that destroys all muscle. Grant's dad, Paul Heaton.
There's no cure, really anything we can do to stop it. So the only other way we could fight was for a cure.
Consign all or a portion of your cattle sales to the Calves Cure DMD All-Class Cattle Auction on September 18th at Billings Livestock Commission. Designers will be entered to win a 6.5 Creedmoor. It's the Calves Cure DMD sale September 18th at BLS. The National FFA organization hit a new milestone with over 1,042,245 members as of this year. That's up 1.5% with over 9,400 chapters nationwide. Here in Montana, there's over 6,684 members with 109 chapters across the Big Sky State. I'm Lane Northland.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so I'm going to throw this question out on Facebook as well, facebook.com/Flint Report. Do you use AI for your day job here in Montana or for day-to-day life? What do you use? How do you use it? If you don't use AI, what questions would you have about how you could use AI? All right, I just posted that question. I'll monitor in real time here to see if some topics or questions come in. But thanks to our friends at Fox News Radio, we're linked up now with John Schultz, a technology and AI expert. He's spent more than four decades around trailblazing technology. He's also the founder and CEO of Easy Locator, a company that helps golf courses transform their daily hole locations, improve the health of their greens, and enhance the player's experience. John, sounds like I need to tag along with you when you're out doing business, doing work, to go see some great golf courses.
Yes, we do. We have a great opportunity to get out and see some beautiful places, and I tell all of our staff it's one of those things you can go to work and not have to wear a hard hat.
Have you golfed in Montana yet?
No, I haven't. I've been to Wyoming and we played there. You know, a shooting star in Wyoming, but haven't had a chance to play golf in Montana. But I've done a little bit of bird hunting in Montana. So,
oh yeah,
great beautiful place.
Bird hunting is some of my favorite hunting. You don't have to, you know, kill your back trying to haul the birds out after the hunt. It's fast moving, and you get a good walk in while you're doing it as well. Well, let's talk AI. you know, here in Montana, we've got farmers and ranchers. On the radio, I will use AI to give me a transcript of a conversation so I can put quotes and information on our website, or so I can quickly say, what did the governor say on the show yesterday? And I can quickly go right to the part where he's talked about a specific topic. Our medical professionals are using it for note transcription when they talk with patients. What are you seeing out there? What are you hearing?
Well, I'm seeing all what you mentioned. I think AI has unlimited opportunities. I like to tell people we're only limited by our imagination. And so if we just sit back and try to imagine how we could use something like this as a tool in our everyday lives, I think we can find certain things that would have a significant impact in it. One of the things that we do, and we started this about 18 months ago with our business in the golf industry, is basically starting to create an opportunity for our customers to have input into how the software works for them. And over the years, we've gotten a lot of good ideas from that standpoint. So I think, for the average person, use AI when you're researching things, whether it be, the latest piece of farm equipment or whatever you're trying to do. You can basically use it as a tool to help enhance your search ability. One of my challenges personally is if I'm looking for something on the internet, I don't necessarily use the correct verbiage that would give me the right answer. So I've used AI to help enhance that search capability, and it's produced some pretty good results.
Yeah, I found a lot of help by using Grok instead of Google. Google just doesn't do what it used to do, and then I'm kind of sick of Google's political garbage and interference anyway, so it's nice mm-hmm. to have an alternative like Grok. But yeah, definitely as a search tool, it provides a ton of great information when you need access to quick information, and so whether it's medical stuff, legal stuff, I mean, you name it. And then talk about specifically this study about, we got about 1 minute here before we get to our Fox News update, and then we'll talk more with you after that. But yeah, what are some of the other tools that are the most helpful to everyday Americans?
Well, what I have found is, obviously email is enhancing your ability to write on from an email perspective. We even see people using it to basically do recipes. They may have a certain recipe that they like, and they can put that in there and say, hey, enhance this a little bit, add a little bit more flavor. Here in Texas, obviously Tex-Mex food is really popular, and how do we enhance that a little bit? Like I mentioned earlier, we're only limited by imagination. And I use it basically in my everyday life as far as, getting directions. You can use that from a travel perspective. If you're wanting to travel throughout the U.S. or overseas, give me some ideas on where the best places you recommend to go travel. So, again, it's great from basically taking a lot of information that's available and out there and bring it into an area that basically makes it easy to understand and go through and figure out what you want to try to accomplish.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll talk more here with John Schultz here in just about 60 seconds. Actually, we still got about 30 seconds to go. You mentioned agriculture. I was talking with a guy, Ian Caltabiano, 25-year-old young man. I have a friend who's a former CIA veteran who works in high tech, and he said this guy is the smartest tech guy that he knows. And he grew up in Whitefish, lives in Helena, Montana now, but we caught up with him a couple of weeks ago. And yeah, the thing that he was saying about AI, about artificial intelligence, whether you're a farmer, a rancher, or anybody else, is like, you get pummeled with data. We now have so much data available. How much moisture we're getting, how much fertilizer you're using, all of this stuff, right? Right. But how do you consolidate that information into finding out what it actually means? What is the so what? That's where he says AI is. Here with John Schultz talking about AI and more, the CEO and founder of Easy Locator. So, yeah, John, your thoughts, the point that I made about agriculture in particular, okay, you've got all this data, you've got all this information. Okay, well, what do I do with all this data and information? That's where AI can take all that data and really quickly sum it up for you.
Yes, it can. And, one of the things is that from a standpoint of if you're in the agricultural business, it's obviously it's your business and you're trying to basically reap out the best profit you can and reduce your cost. And so what you can do is incorporate some of that data into a financial modeling, which basically allows you the opportunity to say, okay, how much chemical, how much fertilizer, what's my growth regulators, how do I grow things, and so forth like that. And in the golf industry, you know, believe it or not, you know, the superintendents of golf courses are farmers. You know, they don't grow food, they grow grass. And so they're using it to basically take whatever the product that they have and say, okay, apply it in this fashion. And they use that to measure and say, okay, what is my optimum rate of growing the grass that I need to, and how do I keep it healthy? So, again, there's a lot of formulas and a lot of calculations out there that you can pull from the AI environment to enhance your ability to come up with the right solution to basically optimize your business.
You know, a couple of different examples. I had a friend, well, first off, you mentioned cooking recipes. I've used it for cooking all the time, because let's say you bought some blackened salmon from the store, but, you know, you threw the box away with the instructions. Well, I'll be like, hey, you know, I bought this blackened salmon from this grocery store. How should I cook it? And Grok will spit it right out at me. But I was talking with a friend, one of our listeners to the show here, and he's got, a kid that's about to graduate high school in a year from now and looking to join the military. And so one of the tips that I gave him was, I said, hey, take your kid's ASVAB test results, take a picture of it with your phone, upload it to Grok and say, hey, Grok, based off of these ASVAB test scores, what opportunities might my kid have in the U.S. Air Force, or what jobs would be recommended? And I tell you, it was an incredible source. It's like, well, you could look at this, or you could look at intelligence, or you could look at, it was like, wow, you know? And so it was like spot on information.
Yeah, you know, the AI model, AI out there has the ability to analyze specific data very well. Where it gets into trouble is when you start to ask open-ended questions and expecting to be able to derive a response that you're looking for makes a lot of sense. So, you know, I've played around with a lot of the open AI environments like ChatGPT, Grok, and, you know, Gemini and things of that nature. And what I found is when I ask an open-ended question about something, it'll give me an answer, and it happens just to retrieve information and data really quickly, but it doesn't assemble it in a fashion that makes the most sense from a person that has reasonable skills.
To break it down simply, yeah, good point. Good point. Yeah. All right, John Schultz, I got to hit the break here. John Schultz, the founder and CEO of Easy Locator, great to have you on the program. Thanks so much for being with us here. And, yeah, hopefully you make it out to a golf course here in Montana one of these days. Our producer, Caden, said he'll take you out golf.
Big topics, big ideas, big sky, Montana Talks.
Phone lines are open if you got something you want to talk about, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Hey, you know, we were talking about AI, artificial intelligence, and last week on the show, we had a guest on, and we were talking about trades education and trades jobs. High-wage jobs in the trades, by the way, and that sparked so many great phone calls, and we started it in the 8 o'clock hour, and then it carried on through the 9 o'clock hour because we got so many great phone calls about that topic. I ended up playing a soundbite from Mike Rowe, you know, the dirty jobs guy, Mike Rowe, talking about hundreds of thousands of jobs, electricians, plumbers, etc., jobs that pay well, and that are not going to be replaced by AI, by artificial intelligence. And I was thinking about this, you know, when we were talking with John Schultz about AI and different ways that you'll use AI. I've used AI for automotive stuff. I've used AI for plumbing questions. Now, here's the deal. I can use AI to give me information when it comes to automotives or electrical work or plumbing. But I do not want to do the plumbing work. I'm going to save that for the experts. I might diagnose things or try to help have AI help me diagnose and see, you know, what I might need to do here or if it is a simple fix. But I'll tell you what, most likely if it's a plumbing thing, you're going to want to call in the big guns. And while you're at it, why not call in the guns? Ron Gunn is the owner of High Caliber Plumbing and veteran-owned, family-owned business, They've been proudly serving Billings, Bridger, Red Lodge, Columbus, and the surrounding areas since 2005, so they've got a lot of experience. But yeah, whether you've got a plumbing problem or maybe you want to just get one of those tankless water heaters so that you always have hot water, so when everybody in the family's showering at the same time, you don't run out of hot water. Well, High Caliber Plumbing can do that for you. They also have can do radiant heating system installations, so you can have heated floors. I tell you what, it's incredible if you've ever stood on some of those heated floors. It's even nice in the summer, you know, after you get off the lake or whatever, but it's going to be really nice in the winter. Visit highcaliberplumbing.com, highcaliberplumbing.com. Again, Ron Gunn and family, veteran-owned, family-owned business. Let's go to Mike in Big Timber, picking up where we left off with the conversation earlier in the hour, talking about mental health, the Anaconda shooting suspect, etc. Mike, thanks for the call. What did you want to share?
Good morning, Aaron. Did you notice that the shooting that occurred in Austin a couple of days ago, the cry after the incident was, he had mental health issues, been arrested a number of times. And I've noticed that seems to be the narrative after a lot of these shootings. You ever notice that?
Yeah. Is it the reason or is it the excuse, right? Is it the reason why it happened or is it the excuse after it happened when some of these people have had multiple run-ins? Well, the attorney general, specifically with regard to the Anaconda shooting suspect, said he was very well known to local law enforcement.
Right. And so if they've had this kind of exposure and they know that there's a mental health issue, it's up to not only the family who seems to issue this statement to make sure that that person gets the proper treatment that's necessary. Now, I know that there's a lot of ins and outs about the treatment. You know, there's little available. Nobody's, you know, some people are cynical. I had a fellow tell me, he said, well, you try to treat these people with, you know, psychology or psychiatry. It's like looking for a black cat in a dark room by a blind man. It's very difficult. So there has to be more, you know, more than the normal approach to this mental health problem. But you're right. It's either the excuse or the actual reason, and it's hard to tell. And a lot of times it seems to be an excuse so that the defense can claim, you know, mental instability at the trial.
Yeah, or try to seek sympathy from the public or from a jury or from a judge, you name it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I would say the family of this shooting suspect, very, you know, you got to feel bad for them because they came out very early on and said, look, we believe he's schizophrenic and maybe had some PTSD. We fought to try to get him help through the VA. We fought to try to get him other types of help. And I think when you circle all the way back around, not to quote Jen Psaki on here, but when you circle all the way back around, again, it goes back to what President Trump has already been talking about, which is, okay, how many of these transients on the streets, how much of the homeless population are people that cannot help themselves, that people that are crazy. I mean, you've seen it. If you've been to Billings recently, Mike, if you've been to Billings recently, you've been walking down the street or driving down the street and you see somebody looking at you with crazy eyes, maybe yelling at themselves or yelling at an empty street corner or talking to themselves, and they have, you know, pee stains going down their legs, or you can even smell the urine all, you know, as you walk past them. And it's like, okay, like what President Trump is saying is like, do we need to force these people to get help because they're a threat to themselves and they're a threat to society? You know, for what, 40 plus years now, the policy has been like, hey, we can't put these people in any sort of institutions. And look, we had a time in our nation's past where the pendulum went too far in one direction, where they would lock people up into, you know, insane asylums that had cerebral palsy because they couldn't speak or control their body. But anybody who knows people with cerebral palsy or knows anything about cerebral palsy, that even if they can't speak and even if they can't control their body, their mind is fully functioning. They're fully aware. And if you know how to communicate with them, you can tell, oh yeah, they know exactly what's going on here. And so imagine being forced into an institution and stuck with crazy people when you're not crazy, right? And so maybe the pendulum has gone too far in the other direction. And now we have crazy people walking the streets that are a threat to themselves and to society. But and local law enforcement knows who they are, but can't do anything about it.
Well, you don't want to put them on drugs either. You know what I mean? These, you know, mind-reducing type drugs like lithium or some of these other things. It only turns them into a vegetable. Hey, question for you, Aaron. This gentleman, Mr. Brown, he lived right next to that bar. And I was just wondering if the frequency of going into that bar at constant times throughout his life, maybe he was drowning his, you know, mental instability in alcohol. I just wondered if he was kind of off the
Look, that's the other thing here. Look, you know, listeners know I love a good beverage, you know. Thankfully, I only have a, you know, one or two, and I just like to sip on a bourbon while I smoke a cigar, right? You know, this, our state, our society, American culture in general struggles immensely from the inability to control alcohol. And I would say for people struggling with mental health, for people struggling with weight, and that's why Billings Last Diet's been so helpful as well, any of those types of issues. Yeah, sometimes you think, or if you got back pain and you think, oh, well, I'm going to have a drink to just help with the back pain. It's not going to help. And there are so many veterans that have just abused alcohol, and some have just, you know, some have just said no, can't do it at all because they can't control it. And it just piles onto the issues. And so that's another angle as well. Yeah, we don't know. There's so many things that we don't know about this Anaconda shooting suspect. But there's a lot of things we do know when it comes to the mental health challenges in this country, though, right?
Yep, and there's over the last couple of weeks, have you noticed also the amount of shootings against officers, against police officers? I've noticed this. It's just amazing. They get called. It seems to get called to a domestic violence issue, and all of a sudden, the guy or whoever's the problem starts popping away at the officers.
That's why it's one of the most. Sheriff Jesse Slaughter out of Cascade County. You know, when we had him on the show, because at the time, the commie Mamdani, this communist mayoral candidate in New York City, was saying, "Well, we shouldn't have police officers responding to domestic violence disputes." It's like Sheriff Slaughter said, "Oh yeah, who are you going to send? A social worker?" Those are the most dangerous situations facing anybody trying to respond to a domestic violence situation. It's the most dangerous. You're going to send in a social worker? Oh my goodness.
Right, and I'm very upset about these latest shootings because I've been listening to on the news and that the police officers are one in the line of fire. And did you notice this last incident in Austin? Fox News identifies this guy as a white man. That's the first time I've heard anything on the news where they actually identified the race of the person. They didn't do that with Mr. Brown up there in Anaconda. They didn't identify his, skin color, but all of a sudden Fox News identifies this guy in Austin as a white guy.
Oh, interesting.
I didn't follow that one too closely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Mike, great phone call. Great to hear from you. Appreciate all. Anything else you want to share? We got about 20 seconds before the break.
No, and thanks for everything you're doing. You're just keeping Montana on, well informed. And we appreciate you, Aaron.
You guys are keeping me informed. You guys are the ones doing the informant around here. That's why we appreciate your phone calls. Yeah, Mike, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. One topic I wanted to get to here is, I think this is a huge story that's not getting that much attention. President Trump and what he's doing to go after the drug cartels with the military. We'll start there right after this. Plus, we got phone lines open for you.
Fox News commentary.
You'll be shocked to hear it, but former aides to Rep. Jasmine Crockett say she's a nightmare. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House, Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. Listen and follow the Fox News hourly update at foxnewspodcasts.com or ask your smart speaker to play Fox News.
It shouldn't be surprising the woman who proudly calls our president Timu Hitler, among other horrible things, is reportedly a nightmare to work for. Several former aides to Texas Democrat Rep. Jasmine Crockett told the New York Post she's a diva who berates, belittles, and terrorizes her staffers. She's also reportedly lazy, rarely comes to the office, works from her fancy D.C. apartment, and treats her staffers like gophers for her personal needs. They also say she's more interested and focused on being an influencer than a lawmaker. Instead of engaging in matters important to her constituents, she's preoccupied with getting on late-night TV and The View. None of this is surprising. Crockett has no legislative accomplishments under her belt. She is best known for her foul mouth and attention-seeking selfie videos. Texas District 30 deserves so much better. Send Crockett to reality TV. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
It's The Will Cain Show. Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com or on the Fox News YouTube channel. And don't miss a show. Get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
When I told a National Border Patrol union leader what we were hearing back here in Montana about the northern border, he confirmed it. Check out that story, MontanaTalks.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today, high temperatures stay near 90 in Bozeman to about 93 in the Billings area. For tonight, skies remain mostly clear. Temperatures fall in the mid-50s in Bozeman to the mid-60s in Billings. There was sunshine on Wednesday. Highs range from around 90 in Bozeman to the upper 90s in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
The Don't Worry, Be Fluffy tour raises the roof in Billings, Montana. That's one of the headlines at MontanaTalks.com. Plus, a massive country star gives Montana a shout-out in a new song. Speaking of country stars, Hank Williams Jr. nearly died 50 years ago in Montana. That and much more, MontanaTalks.com. Or if you download the app, you'll see all those stories and much more. Plus,
Google Amber Earn online at listwithamber.com, listwithamber.com, and you can start packing.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I just told John Jackson, I was like, okay, I swore to never again bring up the name Pete Buttigieg whenever John Jackson's on the house, because that nickname, it's, oh, come on. I mean, even I'm clutching pearls on that one, but I can't help it today. We'll get to that one in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. You guys probably heard the clip I shared from Stephen A. Smith on HBO with Bill Maher on Friday, where they asked him why 0% of black people said they would vote for Pete Buttigieg. So anyway, but I can't help. You got to get the Joker's reaction on this one. Let's see. Okay, I'm sending that one to Caden because I actually ended up playing it right out of X because I forgot to get it wrapped and stacked with our normal stack of stuff here. But let's see here. Okay, what was I going to? Oh, yeah, here we go. Fox News. I don't know if you guys heard this report yet this morning, but President Trump has reportedly signed a directive ordering the military to use force against Latin American drug cartels designated as foreign terrorist organizations.
The modern-day fight against cartels centers in part around fentanyl, 265,000 fatalities during Biden's term. President Trump's new directive is considered the most aggressive step so far against organized cartels. The president of Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum, says Mexico will cooperate, but insists the U.S. military will not invade Mexico. Now, on our air, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says he does not foresee the U.S. military going into Mexico, but says the U.S. will remain covert about its operations against cartels.
All right. Now, John Jackson, you know a thing or two about the drug cartels. I want to talk more about that story in the 8 o'clock hour. I've got audio from Jim Hansen, a special forces veteran. But your quick reaction to this news.
We talked about this on our spaces and podcast here. It's been about 4 or 5 months ago. Do you remember when Trump was already talking to the Mexican president about this stuff and what he told her, what we speculate he told her back channel was, look, I'm going to give you, you know, Trump is big on giving deadlines. He told her very likely, gave her a 3 month, 5 month, 6 month deadline and said, look, I'm going to give you this amount of time to take care of this yourself. And when you don't, or if you don't, then I'm going to get involved. And look here, here we are in August.
TikTok.
Yeah. The time has run out. And now he's saying we're coming in.
I love it when he finishes with, thank you for your attention to this matter on everything. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Yeah. Yeah, TikTok, the clock is ticking. Maybe I'll save the Jim Hansen audio here for the 8 o'clock hour coming up. Hey, the clock is ticking on summer, but... Here's the thing. The fall is one of my favorite seasons to go camping, especially if you're a hunter, if you're an outdoorsman. Hey, you got a camper? Boom. Now you got some place to stay in while you go out there and do your recon ahead of the hunting trip or during the hunting trip itself. But, you know, you can get some great fall boating in as well out on some of the lakes, you know, depending on how the weather goes. But I'll tell you what, one of my favorite things, one of the best things we did as a family was get our own camper and get a pontoon boat so we can get out there and enjoy the great outdoors. You know, not everybody can enjoy a big, you know, fancy vacation every year someplace exotic. But look, we live in freaking Montana. There are so many incredible places to see in Montana and a lot easier to travel to your own backyard. Hey, if you don't have a family camper or if you haven't, you know, gotten a boat to get out there and fish or just enjoy the water with your family or your friends, check out our friends at Brett's RV and Marine. They've got great locations all across Montana. Largest selection of RVs and boats in 5 states. But yeah, you can check out their locations. Billings, Butte, and Missoula, or go to brettsrv.com. Let's see. Let me sneak. Can I sneak on the Uncle Jimbo, Jim Hansen soundbite? Nope, I can't. I don't have time for that one. But, yeah, Jim Hansen will get his take on this as a Special Forces veteran in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. John, what else do you want to talk about in the 8 o'clock hour?
Well, I was going to say the combination here, if you add in the military, you combine them with not only their operational ability, but their intelligence, combined with the law enforcement capacity of your, say, your federal agencies out here, the DEA. I mean, that combination is unbeatable. Those guys better be scared and hiding in their holes right now.
Yeah, because we heard about Special Forces guys going to Mexico before, but that was training mission stuff. This is the real deal, what people really want out of the Special Forces type of stuff.
Yeah, this is fast roping onto your roof stuff right here.
Bring it.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A message from FireSafe Montana. A process called wildfire scoring may be used to determine the insurability of your property. Your home may be insurable today, but it might not be in the future. If building a new home, check with your insurance agent to determine if they will insure it, how that score was determined, and what the cost will be. And remember, wildfires can happen inside the city limits. This message brought to you by FireSafe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.